More is you and Magic's Indulgence podcast. A little indulgence wherever you are. With More Than, the insurer that does more.
Sunday night, Magic 105.4 and our indulgence programme. Tonight's a man who I've wanted to meet for a very long time, and it's good to have him with us, but I didn't recognise him without the dicky bow tie on. Looking at casual, relaxed and suntanned. Len Goodman, welcome to Magic 105.4.
Now, would you agree I look better in the flesh?
Well, you
look at me. I look younger. Yeah?
Yeah.
My complexion's flawless. Yeah. They stick all that makeup on me on TV, and then I look older and uglier. Don't ask me what they stick on my face.
And you're a London boy, as people will know from your accent, born in Bethnal Green.
No, funnily enough, I was actually, because I was born during the war, and I was supposed to have been born in the London hospital, and it was when they had a thing called the baby blitz on, and there was bombs dropping everywhere. So all of us, the pregnant mothers, were all shipped out to Farnborough in Kent. So I was actually born in Kent, but then... Right. 2 days later or so, I was back in Bethnal Green, yeah.
So a lot of people around the Bethnal Green area and Dartford as well will know you personally, obviously.
Well, I should hope so. Yeah, I have my hair cut in Bethnal Green still. Yeah.
Good. So still got some to cut as well.
Well, not a lot, I know. I can't understand it. It's got dearer and dearer the less hair I've got. It's a bizarre thing.
It's a weird thing, isn't it? Yeah. Let's get straight into the music and a bit of disco to start the programme. You've chosen some, as people might expect, some real good dance tunes, and they don't come much better than the Bee Gees, do they, with Stayin' Alive?
Well, the reason is, you know, the ballroom dancing went through a terrible period when no one wanted to go and it was fuddy-duddy and we were all going skint. Suddenly, along came Saturday Night Fever and the dance scores were bombed out with people. We were flooded in, all people trying to roll their fingers and cock their arms up in the air. And it just really rejuvenated ballroom dance scores, really, thanks to Saturday Night Fever and the Bee Gees.
Just doing that Bee Gees strut with a man who, well, never know all about that. Len Goodman is our guest this evening on Magic Indulgence. Came to fame kind of late in life, really, Len. I think you'd agree. You'd been successful in the ballroom dancing field, a champion, in fact, British champion in your late 20s.
Yeah.
But then the TV came along.
TV came along. They did a pilot 2 weeks before the first live show, you know, just to check the camera angles and all that old stuff. And that was on my 60th birthday.
Was
so
really?
I'll never forget the day.
What a day, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I didn't start dancing till I was 21, which was, you know, pretty late in life.
How did you get into dancing? I mean, that is isn't it, really?
Well, it is a bit late, but one of my friends used to go. And the first thing was I got tempted by him because he told me it was full of girls and hardly any boys up there. So that was a good inducement to me. Plus, I was mad keen on football, but I hurt my foot, so I couldn't get out playing football. And so he said, come up this dance school, come on. So anyway, and I got into it, and I started dancing for about 3 months. And then I started dancing with the owner of the dance school's daughter, who was, like, really fantastic. Yeah. You know, dancing, she was two and everything else. So I started dancing with her, and there you go. We ended up getting married, and we were partners and everything else. So that's really how it was, mainly the girl hunting. Like most blokes in their 20s, we want to go where the girls are.
Isn't it so?
Yeah.
Ever has been, yeah. And when did you realise, you know, I'm quite good at this. Like, I know where my feet go. I got a feeling for this.
Well, I didn't... I never really... You know, it's funny, if you've got a talent for something, you're really blasé about it, and B, you don't really know you've got a talent for something in a way. But Cherry, who I danced with, her dad was like the owner of the dance school and a former British champion and everything else. And he said, I think you've got some real talent, and I think if you was to dance with my daughter Cherry, you know, you could maybe get somewhere in it. And that...
So it was his fault, really,
wasn't it? It was his fault, yeah.
Let's have some Stardust now. What a lovely song. And you've chosen the Nat King Cole version.
Yeah, well, I just love it. I think it is the version. And I think Nat King Cole had such a fantastic, rich, warm voice. And it's just a lovely song. I love most of the stuff written by Hoagy Carmichael. And that's just one of my greatest tunes.
Lovely. And is next one is into Rio. Yeah, we're going to do Rio,
Rio, come on. I love it.
Magic Indulgence on a Sunday night, and our guest is... I'm trying to think of three things at the same time there. It's Sunday night, Magic Indulgence, and from the judging panel of Strictly Come Dancing, it's Len Goodman, who is... Well, you're the chairman of the panel of judges, really, aren't you, Len?
Head judge. I don't know why. I think it's because I'm the oldest and they just like to pick on me. But for some bizarre reason, it was an absolute shock. The first week of the show, we watched the first couple and old Bruce turned towards the judges and said, and let's go to our head judge, Len Goodman. So, first of all, my ears pricked up. I thought maybe I'm going to get a bit more money, but no such luck. No, so I don't quite know why they made me head judge. As I say, I think it was an age thing.
But you are a well-known figure on the ballroom dancing and Latin dancing scene, aren't you? I mean, people will know that you
Everyone in dance teachers everywhere would know me because I've been involved in it for over 40 years.
So. And I wonder, were you ever as a dancer on the original Come Dancing?
I danced on it in about 1969 or something like that. And a couple of times I judged it when it was Come Dancing with Eric Morley and Angela Rippon.
Angela Rippon did it, didn't she?
Yeah, she was floating about when I was on it. Yeah.
And who would have thought that it would come back and be able to be revived in such a clever way?
Well, you know, I think the story goes that I've been told was that the BBC were losing lots of viewers on a Saturday night to other channels and things, and they were really trying to think of a new concept that would bring the family back. And, of course, they couldn't think of something original, so they said, well, let's think about what's been a success and how we can revamp it into a better format. And they came up with, let's do Come Dancing, but with celebrities and professional dancers. And there you go, and the rest is history. I think it's in 28 countries and been a humongous success everywhere, you know.
Well, you do the American version, don't you, for ABC, which means a lot of flying over. Don't the two shows run simultaneously?
Well, America, they do it twice a year. Wow. They do it in the spring, which is fine. I go out to LA in March and stay there for 10 weeks, just soaking up the sun, and me and Paris and Brittany are chatting away. You know, it's all gorgeous. But then they do it again in the autumn. And it clashes exactly with BBC. So Bruno as well, we fly every week to LA, do the show there Monday and Tuesday, fly back Wednesday, which gets us in Thursday. Right. Saturday we do the show, Sunday back to LA. So it's not digging ditches, is it?
Well, no.
You know what I mean, at the coal face or something. He's only sitting on a plane and they send us, you know, we've been upgraded now. We've been upgraded to economy. Yeah. they fly us beautifully and so... It's just the 8-hour time difference that gets you.
Let's have a little samba now with one of my favourite songs from a man who was in the Monkees for a long time. Yeah. People remember Mike Nesmith.
Yeah.
This is Rio.
He's a great samba. And if you listen to him singing, he can't be bothered half the time. And he's got all these girls la-la-laing in the background. And then he just gives up on it and lets them kick it off. He can hardly get Rio out. I think I just love the song and I love the fact that it's a samba. And it's just a great song.
Beautiful. Michael Nesmith and Rio, choice of our guest on Indulgence tonight. Len Goodman, lots more to come from Len, and we'll talk about his new book as well. He's written his life story. We'll learn a little more about that life now with this week's Indulgence Extra.
That was a good one.
That's a good one, isn't it? He's got that rich, manly voice, isn't he?
One and a go.
Yeah.
Right.
He's not like that when he goes home.
I like that.
Joe Pasquale.
Do you like that Harry Champion Wold, you know?
WLD, Harry. I am the morning DJ. Going on 35, acting all of 16 or something, isn't it? Yeah. A lovely song,
Too much drink made his voice go low and
one.
All that.
That's the one, yeah. That's my story, I'm afraid, really it is. You're back with Indulgence on Magic 105.4. Len Goodman is still with us, picking out some of his favourite music. And as I mentioned earlier, you've decided to put your life all down into a book. Quite a big book, by the look of it, as well.
It's 300 pages. I can't believe... Well, I'm 64 now, you know, so I've got quite a lot of life to get through. I always imagine that people who are 20-odd and do their life story should be about 9 pages long.
It's quite,
So, it's called Better Late Than Never. And
great title, Better Late Than Never.
Well, everything in my life, really. I didn't start dancing until I was 21. Mm. I didn't have my son till I was well into my 40s. Didn't get Strictly till I was 60. Mm. So most things have come along a bit late in life, so... Yeah. Yeah, when they asked me to do it, I thought, what a bizarre. I didn't know whether to do it. I said, no one will want to read about my life. And they said, yes, they will. So it's quite an interesting thing. You know, I was a barrow boy. My family were greengrocers. So I worked on a stall in Bethnal Green when I was 11 and this, that and the other. And, you know, just getting into dancing. And
you ran a youth club disco, I think, didn't you? Or you had a Saturday night disco at your dance school in Dartford.
At my dance school, we used to, for years, it all started off from Saturday Night Fever,
right.
You know, and the kids wanted a practice that came, and I said, well, we'll do it on a Saturday night, and it was just really for pupils of the studio, and then they'd say, can my sister come or my brother come, and then gradually it sort of all built up, and it just became a... And there's really... It just shows how fantastic things are for that age group around 14, you know. Yeah. They were about 12 to 15-year-olds, and there is virtually nothing for them to do. They can't go out clubbing because you've got to be 18 or whatever. So, you know, we used to have 300 or so every set, close the doors, full up, kids all outside crying and waiting for their mums to come and pick them up. It used to be full up every night, and... Yeah, we did it for, 5 years.
Maybe somebody should do it again now. I think it would be a hit, don't you? I mean, there's so many kids interested in modern dance, you know, not strictly ballroom dancing, obviously, or disco dancing, but there is break dancing. I mean, that's trying to sound like I know what I'm talking about here, but...
No, there is. There's so much, you know, kids like to dance. You know, everyone likes to dance. I think if you look at any country in the world, if you go into Africa and found the most remote tribe, somebody would be banging on a tree trunk and somebody would be up moving around. Dance is everywhere. And it's something that people like to do. So it's a shame for the 14-year-olds.
Let's have a sway. Is that the song that I know by Dean Martin?
It is the song that you know by Dean Martin.
But you've chosen Julie London's version.
Yes, it's a much more seductive. It's the most beautiful rumba.
Get your hand off my knee.
I'm sorry, I've got all peculiar about it now. But it's the most lovely rumba. And I love Julie London. She's got that rich voice. Mm. And it's a rumba. So anybody out there who can dance a bit, you should get out your chair now. And I wouldn't do it if you're in your car, but just have a little rumba. Get your hips working.
Lovely.
Will you be able to find that that tune?
I will, because I've got it.
Have you really? Julie London.
I've got that version.
There's a LP, Julie London, in the satin mood. Music in the satin mood is the most fantastic.
She was such a looker as well, wasn't she?
She was beautiful.
Len Goodman's still with us on our Indulgence programme tonight. You're picking out some really nice tunes for us, Len. It's good to hear some kind of different stuff. Do you listen to music entirely in terms of how would that work as a dance?
Well, when I hear new music, I always think, oh, that's a great cha-cha-cha. You know, that's the first thing, you know, irrespective of if I like the track or I don't like the track, I always sort of put them into dance mode, really. You know, that's a great foxtrot, or that could be a quick step. And, you know, we run lots of children's classes, and they like to dance, obviously, to stuff that's in the charts.
Because you still own and operate a dance school in Dartford.
In Dartford, so that's still...
You've still got time for that, then, have you, with all this
flying around the world? Obviously, I can't do it. I used to be there 7 days a week, almost all the time, but, of course, that's had to be put on the back burner a little bit. But Sue, my partner Sue, she runs it, and really she does it better than me. I've got old and grumpy a bit, and she's still very patient and kind and nice, whereas I've got a little bit, you know, impatient with some of the people. So it's better she runs it, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
And some Sinatra now.
Oh, Frank. Yeah. Anyone who says they don't like Frank Sinatra is a bit like people that say they don't like Elvis Presley. They cannot be telling the truth, because somewhere amongst that vast amount of stuff they've done, there must be something that you like. And for me, Sinatra can't put a foot wrong.
Lovely. Len Goodman is with us tonight on Magic 105.4. It's really all happening for you. I hear talk of a solo tour next year. You go out with a Strictly Come Dancing live tour. You've got the two TV programmes going and this autobiography, which you've got here in front of us.
Non-stop, eh?
Yeah.
But the good news is I've done nothing for 2 months.
Okay.
No.
You are looking very relaxed.
Look at me.
Yeah.
I know. I've just, you know, as I came in, I took a chill pill, just calmed myself down. I feel great. So I'm getting my batteries charged, ready for September when Strictly starts and the book comes out and so on and so on.
Can you tell me, are any of the names that might be in Strictly this time around?
I've heard that they will not tell you. We find out when everyone finds out. I'm glad, in a way, because I can't keep secrets, so I'd be saying, guess who's on?
Yeah.
Terry Wogan's on and Simon Cowell's on.
That would be one, wouldn't
it? It would be a beauty, wouldn't it? But no, we don't have a clue. They don't tell us, so and I'm glad, really.
Yeah. And it's been great for ballroom dancing, but or has it? I mean, I'm sort of accepting a general preconceived view that everybody now is learning to ballroom dance. Is that actually true?
Well, it's been the best thing ever. When Strictly started, not just my dance school, all dance schools, people started to look at it. They saw what fun you can have. It, you know, it keeps you a little bit fit. It's, So many good things about it. What I like is the fact that if you're married or you're with a partner, you can do something together. You know, if you're on your own, you've got an opportunity to meet someone. So, and you learn, you're learning how to dance. And throughout your life, I think there's always one moment. You might be at a wedding, sitting there with a pint of beer in front of you or whatever, and you look across at people dancing or having a jive, and you think, oh, I wish I could do that. So it always just creeps into your head sometime or another. So, right, get down to your local dance school.
Now, you like this next song so much, you've brought your own copy in for us to listen to. We're going to stick it on the CD player. This is Charlie Lansborough. And what's it called? Me and the Elephant.
Me and the Elephant. Yeah, I like... I've got no particular reason. You know, I think, and this may be totally wrong, I think men listen to lyrics more than women listen to lyrics.
Could be.
What do I know? I'm just saying. But I just love the lyric and the way, you know, elephants never forget, and the cleverness of it. You know, I don't really know who wrote it, but whoever wrote it, I think, had a brilliant brain.
Magic's Indulgence tonight, running out of time, I'm afraid, with Len Goodman. Gosh, there's so much we could talk about, Len, but we've mentioned the book that's coming out. What's it called again?
Better Late Than Never. Yeah,
clever. It is a brilliant, brilliant title. You mentioned earlier about dancing. I mean, is there anything for guys that you would say, you know, like, if you can't dance, do that? You know, how can you get on the dance floor without people standing around pointing at you going, look at this?
Well, what I would say, you know, listen, the hardest step in dancing is that first step into the dance school. Because you're nervous, you don't want to make yourself look a drip, you know. So I suggest, there's lots of them about, get a DVD or something. You can get them on Latin and Ballroom. And maybe if you're that unsure of yourself, get something like that, have a little practice and see if it's for you.
Yeah.
I think the same for the celebrities, you know. I think there's some of the celebrities on Strictly. If I was a celebrity and they asked me, would you want to go on Strictly, I'd say, well, give me a couple of weeks. And I'd nip down to a dance school and see if I had any talent for it whatsoever before then a yes or no.
Because some of them do, don't they? But some of them just burst onto the scene and they're just amazing. I mean, Mark Ramprakash is the one that springs to mind.
And last year's winner, Alicia Dix, it was incredible talent. Yeah. She could become a professional dancer, that girl. Just
why hasn't she, I wonder?
Well, I think she's too busy
doing the music thing.
Doing
suppose,
the music actually, stuff, yeah.
Well, it is my favourite Saturday night TV show and I think it's going to go on forever and ever, don't you?
Well,
you have celebrities.
As long as I get good celebrities on, I think people will watch it. So, good luck. I just hope I can keep going forever and ever while I'm...
What do you want to do next, Len? I mean, you know, you're a likeable man. I think people look at you on the screen and there's something about you. You've got a twinkly eye and people think, I like that, Len Goodman. What would you like to do?
I'd like to go... perhaps I'd like to maybe be a surgeon on Nip and Tuck. I'm happy doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't got an agent, and the reason I haven't got an agent is because if they asked me to do other things, I wouldn't want to do them anyway. So I'm just happy doing what I'm doing and having a good time. And as it says on my book, better late than never.
What a great philosophy. And let's say I have one last song. This is Hurricane Smith.
Oh
babe.
Great jive. This is the great
we're
jive.
Dancing again.
Yeah.
There we go. And an end wrap-up piece. Oh, OK. I just wanted to see if there's anything.
Who's been the best celebrity so far?
Oh, Alicia Dixon, I think. Yeah. Standard-wise. And then Mark Ramprakash.
Was amazing, wasn't
amazing.
He?
Darren Goff was brilliant.
Right. Hurricane Smith and Oh Babe, what would you say? The final choice from our guest on Indulgence tonight, Len Goodman. Do you know, Len, I've got an idea for you. If Sir Bruce ever hangs up his tuxedo, would you like to step into the shoes, present the show rather than just be the top judge?
Do you know what? The funny thing is, everybody's job that does it well looks easy. And I think Bruce has got a naturalness about him, and he makes it look easy. And you think, oh, I could do that. But I think when you actually come to do it, it'd be a different kettle of fish. Yeah. You know, so my tip for the next one, Anton, one of the dancers, he's quite a good personality. He could maybe. But let's hope Bruce keeps going for another 10 years.
Please don't stop, Bruce, and please never stop Len Goodman. And continue to enjoy life. And thank you for coming in and sharing some stories. And we'll read about it all in the book, Better Late Than Never. Len Goodman, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
You've been listening to Magic Indulgence with More Than, indulging you with its personal customer manager service. You can download this interview in full at magic.co.uk/podcasts.